This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A landmark prisoner exchange between war-torn Yemen's government and Houthi rebels began Thursday, with hundreds of fighters heading home. The swap was a rare sign of progress in efforts to end the conflict, which broke out 6 years ago in Yemen, where the Houthis control much of the north despite the intervention of Saudi Arabia and its allies. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences tonight in dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Tonight was to be their second debate, but it was scrapped after the president refused to take part virtually following his coronavirus diagnosis. Instead, the candidates will be in different cities on different networks. The president on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. They're both campaigning before that, with Biden raising money in a virtual event and the president set for a rally in North Carolina.
We're doing very well. The polls are looking actually great. We're doing very well. We're going to have a big victory.
Though national polls show Biden in the lead. Sagar Magani, Washington.
India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. The health ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-hour period, the lowest in 11 weeks. The ministry also reported nearly 68,000 new infections, raising India's total to more than 7.3 million. Experts have warned about the potential for the virus to spread during the religious festival season beginning later this month. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.